Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in from the United States and around the world. Today's segment is another very special installment in our Guidance from Spirit portion of the show. I'm so excited I can't talk. I am joined by my special guest, co-host Wendy Gale. Wendy is a psychic, spiritual teacher, healer, and channel who offers nurturing guidance and heart-centered awareness of our connection with source energy. Wendy has also served as full-body trance channel for Archangel Metatron since 2007, allowing him to come through to offer his divine wisdom about the human journey through classes, workshops, retreats, and private sessions. She offers messages and channel transmissions to serve the awakening of humanity and to assist in the journey of awakening your soul essence. Metatron, if you're not familiar, is divine consciousness dedicated to the enlightenment of all beings. His mission is to enliven the soul's journey. He accomplishes this by assisting you through the shifting landscape of personal transformation, sharing information to remind you of your own divinity, and supporting you in understanding the soul's journey in a way that is healing and empowering. To learn more about Wendy, Metatron, and their classes, events, and private sessions, visit angelemerging.com. Visit spiritualinsightsradio.com to explore the archives of these and other divine transmissions, as well as A Course in Miracles and the Long Distance Healing segments. So, as I said, today is a special day because Metatron would like to help the listeners gain a further understanding of the shifts of 2019 and how they're shaping our paths in another live Q&A segment. So, let's just get started. We're going to keep this quick and join me in welcoming Wendy back to the show. Wendy, it is wonderful to be with you once again. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Char. I'm doing really well. How are you?
I feel great. I feel better and better every day, and I am excited about the future. I'm just bristling with energy. I really am.
Yay.
Feels
wow.
good.
That does feel good. That's really exciting. I know that there's so much that's coming for you and for everybody, right?
Right. And speaking of what's coming, what do you have going on your end, Wendy?
Okay, well, just to remind everyone, we're doing a community support call this Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can find out about that on the Angel Emerging website, and we are going to be talking about the energies. We're going to be working with some different tools this weekend, and it's a lot of fun. And then, of course, Char, you know that I'm doing a sacred retreat in Sedona, October 17th through 20th. There's still a couple of spaces left, and I know that there's somebody out there that would really like to join us. So I hope that you'll go to the website again, check it out, and if you have any questions, you know, I'm always available to answer them. So
right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's a really special opportunity to just be in the room with Metatron and take in everything, you know?
Right. And my business partner, Connie, she channels Divine Mother. And so it is a really nice blend of that masculine and feminine. So we have a really, really phenomenal retreat set up for everybody. So hope you'll join us.
No doubt. Divine Mother, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to hearing about that.
Let me drop him into the body so that I'm totally out of the way. So thanks for holding space.
Sure. All right, and I'll talk to you when you get back.
Okay.
Right, namaste, Charlotte.
Namaste, Metatron. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. So, I am pleased to be here with you today.
Yes, we're all very excited.
Yeah, I know that there's going to be some juicy things coming through today. So, I am at your service.
Is there anything you want to share before we get to the phone calls, or what would you like me to do?
Well, one thing that I would just really like to bring to everyone's attention, right, is that you're coming up on a full moon this weekend. It would be the perfect time to create a little bit of ceremony for yourselves, right? Releasing that which no longer serves you and setting new intentions or dreaming some dreams for yourself. This is going to be a really potent full moon, close to your equinox. And so that is one thing that each and every one of you can do for yourself, right? That self-care and self-celebration. So that is one thing, right? Then we can move on however you'd like.
Okay. Well, let's. I'm going to announce the lineup of phone calls, and I guess we'll just start taking people's questions. Okay.
All right. Indeed. Indeed.
Okay. Here we go. Area code 916. You're up first, followed by area code 850. Then someone is calling in on a Google phone. You'll be third, followed by area code 757. I'll refresh the list as we go. And remember, if you're just hanging out and listening, when you are ready to ask a question, press 1 on your keypad, and I'll know you're raising your hand. Okay, so area code 916, bringing you live. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Yeah, this is
I'm
Nancy
talking.
From California.
Nice to meet you, Nancy. I am going to turn you right over to Metatron with your question.
Okay, Lord
Welcome,
Metatron.
Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I do have a question. What is the best that I can do, or the lessons that I need to learn in the crisis that I'm going through with my husband? He was just diagnosed with incurable cancer, and I'm his sole caremaker.
Right. All right. So with your permission, Nancy, as time moves forward, I would like to offer prayers and healing for your husband, and I would like to offer prayers for support for you, with your permission, all right? And the journey is not an easy one, and you already know this, being the sole support. I encourage you, my friend, to reach out to anyone that can be helpful to you, to be there for you, to offer, you know, a hug or kind words, whatever it is that you need, so that you can be fully present for your man. This is a sacred journey, and that is the thing to remember, that you walking this path with him is something that you've done in past lives for many, many, many others. And in this lifetime, walking him through the process of transformation, right, as he releases his breath in this life, the next breath he picks up in spirit, and there's no space. There's no time between that. And so just remind him that he's not going to be alone and that he's going to be welcomed at the time that he picks up that first breath in spirit. The challenging thing will be remembering to take care of yourself at the same time that you're taking care of your husband, right? Does this assist you at all?
It does. It helps me a lot. It does.
Okay. So do we have your permission to send prayers and to send healing energy to you both?
Yes, you do.
All right. Beautiful, Nancy. If there's anything else that we may do to assist you, will you kindly contact Charlotte?
No? Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right, beloved one. We will be with you every step of the way, as will his guides, and all will be well. All right?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and bless you. We're
indeed
all with you,
bless
Nancy,
you.
And we're praying for you, okay?
Mm.
Thank you. You're welcome. Just don't hesitate to reach out if you need my help.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold so you can continue to listen. Take
okay.
care.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
Mm.
Pretty tough. Okay.
Yeah,
we did lose a caller, but the person calling in with the Google phone, you're up next. You will tell us your name and where you're from.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
It's an honor to speak to somebody who talked to the Archangel Metron. I that is, wow, that's like speaking to a son. My name is, I go by Lisa, USA. And thank you
Lisa,
for taking
hello.
My call.
Hello.
Okay.
Welcome.
Here he is. Here's Metron. Go ahead and speak with him.
I understand the universe. Of course, it's, I have a question. It's really important. My mom, she had a little accident, and I know she's been thinking about me all these years. And I will be complete in her healing through her body. She had hip, I'm sure you know, and heart surgery 22 years. And also, liberate my stepdad emotions. It's very high rocket, and it's conflicting with the good and the bad. Of course, I look at it as an intelligent form. If I can ask your blessing, please.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, indeed. All right. So, absolutely. We will, you know, we're taking a look at your mom and at your dad, right? And
yes,
ma'am. The one that is really standing out in this moment is your father, and he's having some real challenges emotionally, and he has an imbalance in his body and his brain chemistry that is really the fuel behind his swinging emotions. So we will send some blessings his way for balance, and if you will, in your daily practices, beloved one, also send him some prayers to be balanced. That would be a beautiful thing. Your mom, right? Is she experiencing some confusion?
Yes.
Yeah, some confusion, right? And her body seems to be becoming a little bit weaker, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So are you able to physically touch your mother? Are you close enough that you can, you know, do you live close enough that you can be with her?
At this moment I'm not there. I didn't catch show on time, but I'm going to go over there around 4.
Okay.
Home.
Okay. All right. So while you are with her, will you kindly try something, all right? I'm going to ask you to kindly rub your hands together, right? And imagine that you open your heart at the same time. And then I'll ask you to place your hands on your mother's head very, very lightly. And just ask that healing energy flow through you and into your mother. And every time that you're with her, I will ask you to kindly do that. It will be very helpful for her. And you will notice that she seems to be a little bit lighter and brighter after you do that, right? And just remember that, you know, you are a conduit for healing. Do you understand what I mean by that? Right, you're a bridge for healing energy. And so every time that you have the opportunity to touch her and to bring that through your hands and your heart, you'll be making a positive impact on her physical and her mental health, all right? There's going to be a couple of other things that get diagnosed probably the first part of next year. So keep an eye on her for any changes to her physical health, right? Really, really keep an eye on her and try to forgive your father, right? Try to forgive him, because while he may not be helpful in the energy in this moment, right, he is also concerned and he is afraid. And if you can just send him some love, that would be helpful. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Does that assist you?
Quick. I'm going to ask Metron, please. I look for my mom to start a new journey, the new wishes she has asked that I missed.
I understand, beloved one. But you know, each and every soul has an exit strategy. And so no one can tell you the time or the place or the manner in which the soul will transform. So be with your mom right now, right? Be with her and love her and receive her love, right? And we will send some blessings to you as well, beloved. All right?
Thank you.
Indeed. Indeed.
We're with you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. Be good to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you on hold so you can continue to listen if you'd like, Lisa. Wow. Okay. Area code 757, you are up next. Welcome to the show.
Hello. You hear me all right?
Hi. Yeah. Hi. And your name is?
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Good to hear your voice. Go right ahead with your question for Metatron.
Okay. My question has to do with a while back I read that the body had transformed or was transforming the cellular from carbon-based to crystalline. And I'm wondering if that is, in fact, true. And if it is, has that process been completed?
No, the process has not been completed, right? And it is true, right? And it is a process that's going to be going on for a little bit longer. It has to do with, my friend, how the DNA structure is within your physical body, how much light you're holding, how your
how your strands of DNA are reestablishing. And it also has to do with your conscious and subconscious or unconscious mind. And when you have completed that transition to crystalline base, right, then everything is in harmony. Everything is lit up. There is no conscious and subconscious. It is all conscious mind, right? There is no more need for your DNA to light up or to reconnect their strands because the process is complete. So you can see that there's still ways to go for individuals and for humanity, but it is something that is in process, and you will notice more and more and more people awakening upon the planet, and that is where they, you know, kind of step onto that path where the transformation begins to occur. All right.
Okay,
so you had another question about this, yeah?
Yeah, I guess how does it affect healing in terms of our Western medicine and the light workers that do healing work?
Right. Because why?
Does that change how they approach the diagnostics and do healing, or?
Yeah. Yeah, it will change the way that you approach the diagnostics as a hands-on healer, Reiki master, because you stop looking at the physical body and you're looking at the divine blueprint and you're working through the divine blueprint. And so healing is going to take on a very different perspective, right? And in the crystalline-based body, diagnostics are going to look different because the body is going to be different. So the healers are going to be shifting into that place where they're working not so much in the physical realm, but they're going to be working out in the super expanded realm of the consciousness of the individual, if that makes sense to you.
It does. I just don't know how they're going to get the machines and all the testing equipment, but I assume that
will
happen.
Well, yeah. And that is why I'm saying it. You're not there yet. And there's going to be tools that come to you when you need them. And so I know that you are open to receive new information. So go with it and make sure that when you're receiving your new information, my friend, that you are writing it down. It's good to begin to really keep a journal, keep a log of the things that guidance is asking you to do. Because, you know, as a healer, you assist the process. Right, you as healers all over the world, when you work on those who come before you, you are part of the process of transformation from carbon to crystalline, whether you've thought about it or not. Because what you're doing is you are bringing light and healing into physicality. So don't worry, the tools will be there, the information will be there. You don't have to know what's coming, you know, in 2 years, 5 years. Just take what it is that you're being shown and asked to do now and implement it. All right? And that goes for everyone, healers worldwide. All right? You do good work, my friend.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Indeed. Namaste.
Thanks, John. And did your wife have a question or not today?
No, not today.
Not today. Okay, that's fine. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
All right. John's great. Okay. So our next two callers, ladies and gentlemen, are in the area code 210. The first caller, the number ends in the number 1, and the second caller, that number ends in 0. So that'll identify you. So you'll hear a chime as I bring you on. So area code 210 ending in 1, bringing you on first. Welcome. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, Charlotte. My name is Dave, and I'm from San Antonio.
Hey, Dave. Welcome. How can we help you today?
Namaste, Metatron.
Namaste, Dave. Welcome.
I was calling in maybe ask. I understand that there's a large shift coming at the end of the year that's going to start in October. And my family's been through a lot of turmoil over the last 7 years or so. And we are all just feel like we're running the race on the treadmill and keeping our head above water sometimes. And the good times are great, but the bad times are really bad. And I was just trying to see, one, what is the best way to prepare my family for the shift and the change upcoming, and two, have we gone through the hardest portions of, you know, they say that either hard portions either up front, in the middle, or at the end, and I'm just hoping that we're getting to the good time.
Right.
That's a good one.
Right. All right. So what I see, my friend, is that things are actually going to smooth out for you a little bit. The energies that have been so intense all year long, many of you have noticed that they have eased up just a little bit. And for many of you that have been doing your work and looking for the lessons and the blessings in all of this, right, it's almost as if you've popped to the top and you're just kind of floating downstream right now on into the new decade. And that was the purpose of all of this intense energy, was to create a shift before you step into the new decade. It's important. And so it looks like out of all those challenges that you've had, you've really worked through a lot of your personal karmas, right? A lot of your relationship challenges, just a lot of things have been attended to. So it looks more like smooth sailing for you through October and through the new year. So I don't know that I would say that there's something specific that you need to do to prepare, but what I would remind you is that, family and extended family at this juncture in time is so important. And if there's anything that is still calling to be healed within your family unit and your extended family, I ask you to kindly take a look at it and see how it is that you can bring some peace and healing to those places that are still a little bit out of balance, all right? And I speak to you, Dev, and I speak through you because there's others listening that need to hear that message as well. And that would be the only thing that I would speak of about, moving on into the fall. Otherwise, everything looks just pretty smooth, right? And you can finally take a breath. Take a breath.
Awesome. Those are
allow yourself to feel, right? Be grateful for, where you are in this moment.
Absolutely. Right? Need to slow down and smell the roses a little bit.
Yeah. And remember, it is really important to remember, you're never alone. You're never alone, even when it feels like it. Please just always remind yourself that you have guidance, you have support, you have love outside of the human aspect of your life, okay? That is critical for you, right? You need that. So yeah. When you need us, call us. You can call upon Metatron, you can call upon any of your other guides, call upon Source. You will never be left to your own devices. We will always show up when you call us. We always make that promise, right?
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Indeed.
I feel calm.
Yeah. Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you so much for calling in, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. I'm going to put you on hold, dear.
Thanks.
Wow. Okay. Mm. Area code 210 once again with the number ending in 0. Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Hi, Char. Hi, this is Jenny from San Antonio. Hi, Char.
Hey.
Hi, Metatron.
Hey. Hey, Jenny.
Hello.
So, Metatron, you are so amazing, and thank you to you and Charlotte and Mindy for making this happen. I was following up. I was blessed to be able to talk to you last month. And you intrigued me by, I think, trying to kind of open my eyes to my purpose. I'm a nurse, but I've always been yearning for more and searching. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably been in front of me, but I'm not realizing it. And so I was just seeking your guidance on how I can bring my purpose to the forefront, what I should be doing to mm-hmm. learn about it and do it.
All right. Well, the most obvious, right, would be to, you know, check in and see if there's something that calls to you to study, whether it be a healing modality, channeling, mediumship, whatever it is, right? Beginning to immerse yourself in that energy educationally really begins to light things up so that you have some extra tools as you're moving forward on the path. And, you know, you already are the healer, right? And so, okay, so I'm being asked by one of your guides to ask you, what is your dream? What does it look like if you're dreaming it up?
Wow, that's really amazing. You know, I've really been drawn to naturopathic type medicine. Like, I want to mm-hmm. change lives. I just want to empower and better people. But honestly, I've started to not turn away, but I'm not of the Western medicine type mentality, and I'm just I've kind of looked into it a little bit, and then I question it, and so I don't know. I think honestly, I'd like to be a naturopathic alternative medicine nurse practitioner.
Yes, fantastic, and so there are a number of programs available for that. You can even do some of them, begin them online, right? One of the areas, beloved one, that you would do really well is in the area of plant medicine. And there are many different people that are teaching and have studies for plant medicine, right? Which goes hand in hand with the naturopathic approach. So my wisdom to you is do what's juicy. If it's not juicy, just set it aside for a while until it is.
And so if, you know, jumping into a Chinese medicine program, it, you know, is not, you know, fueling your passion right now, then take a step back and look around at something that's a little bit more immediate, a healing modality, a, you know, something else that is going to begin to bridge the gap for you, all right?
Okay.
And it's really important that you have the dream. And that is why I ask you. And so I'm going to ask you to revisit your dreams, right? And think about, okay, if I complete this and I become a naturopathic practitioner, then what? Right? Because there's another piece to this. And so your intuition and your psychic awareness is going to be a piece of this, beloved one.
Okay. May I ask, am I supposed to seek someone named Joey that is one of your students?
All right, so let me just say there's no supposed to's, right? Only... What does your heart tell you? What does your intuition tell you? If that is where you're drawn, then have a conversation with them and see if that is what you resonate with, right? There, I would love everyone to throw out the have-tos and the shoulds and the musts when it comes to your path and your evolution, because those words are not part of the journey, right? So speak to Joey. See if what Joey is offering resonates with you. If it resonates, you use your discernment. If it resonates, then that's a good direction. If it doesn't resonate, then there's another option, all right?
Got it. Thank you so much, right. Metatron.
You are so welcome, beloved one. Enjoy the journey.
Yes, sir. Namaste. Love you.
Namaste. And you as well.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. Can I throw a question in to piggyback on that question, Metatron?
Oh. Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're talking plant medicine, and there's an important topic being debated, you know, especially in the United States, about the medicinal properties of marijuana. So I was wondering what your feeling is about it and what the collective feelings of the divine are on where we are now with this and where it's headed.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we feel very positive about the medical aspects of marijuana. It has been one of those things that has been suppressed for a very, very long time, controlled now, very much controlled, right? And it is going to be that there's more information coming forward about the benefits. And yes, there are those that will misappropriate or misuse it, right? But on a whole, it is one of those things that is impactful to so many of the physical challenges that everyone is going through at this period in time. So CBD oils and all of it. And there is, if you have greater interest, right, there are all kinds of how there's psychic fairs, right? Now there are actually conventions for people to go and learn more about medical marijuana and all of the ways that it can be used and consumed and the benefits. So anybody looking for more information, you can kind of go out and find it
face to face, right? And bring home samples sometimes. So it is very powerful, Charlotte. It is very powerful. And you're also going to be noticing that your things like LSD and ayahuasca and all of those things that they've been, you know, trying to keep the lid on for all of these years, all of a sudden there's change coming and those things are going to be once again available. And while they're not for everyone, right, they do have amazing healing and transformational properties to offer those that feel called. So that is something that is going to be changing over the next 5 years. It's going to be so different that you're going to say, wow, you know, it's taken long enough, right? But it will be, everything will be less regulated. Well, no, don't let me say it that way. It will be regulated, but it will be available. It's not like you're going to have to do these things in the shadows anymore, right?
Yes, at the risk of your freedom.
Indeed.
Because is it a case where there was actual knowledge that these things had medicinal properties and they knew it and they still wanted to keep it out of the hands of people to keep the healthcare industry booming, or what? What is the under the surface
It's not the healthcare industry, right? Well, part of it is, but how do you control the masses? You don't give them the tools to enlighten and to grow. You keep them controlled, and so the control on some of these things is shifting. So you'll have access to them again. So that is more what it's about, as compared to the healthcare industry. They're going to be jumping on the marijuana bandwagon anyway. They're going to be creating things in their own laboratories. But you know, it is, and I don't want to sound too, you know, conspiracy theory, right? But but really, there is a concerted effort to keep people at a certain ceiling, right? Where you bump up against it and you kind of like stay there in a certain emotional and energetic frequency. And those of you doing your awakening work, right, your self-healing and studying and becoming, right? You're poking through that ceiling, right? You are the ones that are making the holes so the light can come in. You're the ones that are shifting things so that things can change for everyone, right? And so it's a process, right? Long overdue.
So there's an imbalance in what is regarded as beneficial and illegal. Okay, so that seems to be coming out of the shadows into the medically necessary and the benefits. So that's fine.
Right.
What confounds me is that there's an agency for alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, all of which are quite deadly, and yet they're legal and widely distributed and promoted.
Yeah,
like it's just crazy. But that, is that turning around? Yeah. Is the question? Like, will
what
we wake up
question?
Sufficiently to turn away from these things?
Well, some will, right? But some will turn away from part of it, but decide to hold on to a piece of it. It is all. Even though it seems like a great big group conspiracy, everyone is awakening and enlightening at their own pace. And so while those that distribute drugs, alcohol, firearms, right, and those that consume or utilize those, they're shifting as well,
right? There's many people in this world that have seen all of the fear and terror and death that guns have created. And some of those staunch believers are beginning to shift their perspective and attitude. And it's an individual awakening. So
okay.
Have to, you know, there's not really a great answer. Does it seem crazy? Like you said, it does seem a little crazy, but many things that humanity does seems a little bit crazy, right?
Just a little bit. Right? My goodness. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that answer. That was great, and I'm sure a lot of people would be interested in hearing that. All right, so let's move on. Area code 386, you are up next. Welcome. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Cindy, and I'm calling from Florida.
I'm sorry, what's your first name?
Cindy.
Cindy, hi. And go right ahead with your question for Metatron, Cindy.
Welcome, I was
Cindy.
Wondering if you can see, how things are unfolding and what my best purpose is for making a residential move. Is it something that I should stay in this area for a while or move further away? Do you see the doors opening? Is this the right time?
All right.
For my future?
All right, let's take a look. Are you feeling kind of lonely? Hello, are you feeling lonely?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And so part of the impetus to want to shift is really multi-layered. Part of it is because you're lonely. Part of it is because you feel that you would like to belong. And so that aspect of you is kind of longing to make a move. Right now is not a bad time to make a move. What I would say is that if you are serious about doing it, right, that it would be a good thing to do between now and next summer. That is kind of the window for you, right, to be finalized by next June or July if you decide to make the move. There's going to be lots of things happening with money in your world, and so you're still in a safe window to make your move between now and then, right? I encourage you, right, to make sure that you're moving someplace where your heart is calling you, number one, and number two, where you can establish community so that you're not feeling so alone. All right, and I would encourage you to be just really aware of where you place yourself, right? There are some areas that are not going to be conducive energetically to your long-term happiness and health. So wherever you go, really spend some time boots on the ground to walk around the areas, see yourself there, feel yourself there. A little closer to the water is always better for you. That is something that your energy field kind of needs, is that moisture, if you can do that. So does this assist you?
Yes. Do you see the doors opening?
The door's open. It's already open, right? The door's open, and it will be open really really well between now and next June or July. So that would be your window of opportunity for having it go most smoothly.
Okay.
Okay.
And one question about a comment that you made about finances. You said you saw a lot of things happening with finances.
Yes.
Can you expound
yes.
on that or be more specific? And
Well, it's coming. What would be considered a crash, you know, of the money system, not only in this country, but in other countries. It's kind of a cascading effect, right? And so we always tell people that have investments in the stock markets at this time to only have as much in the stock market as you're willing to lose, a little bit like Las Vegas. You only play what you're willing to lose, and to really manage your money at this point in time. If you have the ability to purchase gold or silver and keep that at some point in time, you're going to be ahead of the game. So, but you still
okay.
have a little bit of time. Not to panic, all right? You still have some
okay.
time. But having
you
your
so
home
much.
And being settled would be good, all right?
Yes, because right now I rent, and I have my horses. I have a pasture rented in a different location for them, and I'm used to it all being at the same location. And that property
right.
sold, so I have to move the horses. So I was looking at trying to find a place. I've been hunting very hard, looking
yeah.
trying to find a location for, that would accommodate myself and my horses back in the same on the same property
right.
in a home that I could buy.
Yeah.
And I haven't found anything yet. The doors haven't opened to the right property, hasn't come available.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, you know,
mm-hmm.
I am looking. That's why I was wondering if it was the right timing, because I really want to make the move, but it hasn't,
yeah,
I haven't found it.
Right. Well, there's nothing wrong with the timing. It almost looks like you haven't connected to the right person. So find a real estate person who kind of specializes in those types of properties, right? Do a little bit of researching and don't keep it to your area, but look in the areas that you're thinking about and connect with someone there. And I think it's more a matter of you haven't connected with the person to help you make it happen yet, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so
Indeed.
Much.
Indeed. Namaste.
All right. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Interesting. Oh, boy. Is it true that when something large like that happens, like a financial crash or a recession, that it doesn't necessarily have to pertain to you personally, that you can be separate a little bit from that and still have a decent financial landscape for yourself?
Yes, that is absolutely true. But what it takes is some preparation, right?
And
forward thinking. What happens is that everybody gets comfortable, right? And, oh, we're going to invest, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and it's comfortable, and you're riding that wave. And then when the wave crashes, you find yourself in an uncomfortable position. If you take to heart that things are going to shift and change and not for the positive, and you begin to take steps for yourself to set it up so that no matter what happens, you've got your home, you've got, you know, you have what it is that you need so that you can continue to, you know, be as balanced and taken care of as possible. All right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right.
Just wanted
yeah.
to put something positive out there, because I know my eyes went wide, because I've been worried about a recession. I know it's coming. But okay. So here's what I'd like to do.
There are a couple people hanging out in the console, area code 207 and 702. If you have questions, please press 1 on your keypad. I'm not forcing you to do that, but if you'd like to ask a question, please do so. Otherwise, I'd like to check back with Lisa and Jenny and see if they have any follow-up questions, if that's okay.
Whatever is needed, beloved one.
Okay. Jenny, I'm bringing you. Jenny, is there anything you'd like to ask or add to what your question revealed?
Hey, Shar. Yeah, thank you so much. I didn't want to take too much time earlier. I was curious, Metatron. I suppose I should know this, but would you be able to share with me who this my spirit guide was that was speaking to you when I was asking my question?
I was wondering that myself.
All right. So she was standing right behind your right shoulder, and it is Lady Nada.
Lady Nada. Is that spelled N-A-D-A, so I could look it
yes.
up? Or?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Indeed. I believe that you will. I believe that you will find a really strong connection. She is feminine Christ energy, and if you choose to have relationship with her, she's there. You can chat with her, talk to her, ask her questions. She will be happy to respond.
Okay, thank you. And if I can just one quick one, my husband and I, are we on the right path? As we are trying to become enlightened for our son, it's just kind of exposing him to what we're trying to do. Is that going to make a profound difference? Is there something major or anything different we should be doing to help bring him on this journey?
Right. Well, I give you kudos for being enlightened parents. More of you are needed in the world, right? And yes, share with your child everything, but then let your child pick and choose what works for him, right? And he's going to find his way. He's a bright light, and he's going to he's going to do some really good things in this world, but he's also one of those people that will really want to make their own decisions based on how they feel or information, right? It's going to be very information-based. Well, tell me about that. Explain that, right? Mm-hmm. And so whatever resonates or feels right, then he'll go, okay. Right. Okay. Cool. But if you try to press upon him, right, that's not going to work so well. So share in the spirit of sharing information. Support him in his finding his own path and beliefs as well. So good job.
Well, thank you so much for everything. Thank you, Shar.
Indeed.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome.
Namaste.
It's always
so many children awakening in the world at this time, Shar.
Yes. Are there new ones coming in? Like we have our rainbow, our crystal children. Are there new types of souls coming in to handle post ascension stuff?
There are always souls coming in. But what you're going to start seeing is that it's going to be like an awakened light worker passes the body and then pretty quickly comes back as that enlightened child, right?
Okay.
It's not going to be 20, 30, 50 years before people are coming back. It's almost going to start to be like a really quick turnaround for those that choose to come back, because they're going to be bringing that light and that wisdom and kind of, starting really quickly instead of having to wait until they're 20, 30, 40, 60.
Right.
Right?
So it's going to be kind of a quick turnaround. And I don't have a title for them, right? I don't have an overheading for them, but they are, you know, you may call them bodhisattva.
Yes, bodhisattva. Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's spelled B-O-D-I space S-A-T-T-V-A. Okay. Very, very interesting. And this Lady Nada, that is a name that's new to me. You said she was feminine Christ energy. Is she the same as or a different aspect of the Christ energy? Is she the same as Archangel Christiel?
No. She has some very different energy from Christiel. And she is not of the angelic realm.
Okay.
Right, she is an ascended master.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, you say the
but
word Christ and I sit up straight.
Right, of course. As do many, right? As do many, right? But she really is, she is profound. She is profound. And she's beautiful energy, and she is very much present upon the planet at this time, really making herself known in many different places through many different people.
Fascinating.
Yes, indeed.
I'd love to meet her. Hint, hint. Okay.
I am going to take another question. Call her.
Call her to her? Okay.
Call her. Yeah, call to her. Anybody can call to her. Absolutely. You're not limited to who you can connect with or who you may speak to. And I'm talking to everybody that's listening to this. Please,
you know,
don't
what?
Hesitate to call.
Yeah, and I've been repeating that, you know, on your behalf and from my experience, that call is answered in a variety of ways, but it is answered. But for me, the little block that I had was, all my life I've been, let's say, you know, talking to Jesus, or he would say things to me, but we couldn't have a two-way conversation. I had to wait until it was time for that channel to open. And so I wonder if other people feel the way I do, like, really, they're just going to answer me, you know, that kind of doubt?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we understand the doubt. And the doubt is many times connected to self-worth. Why would Lady Nada, why would Jesus, why would Metatron want to talk to me? You know, who am I?
The answer is,
you know, you are an aspect of God, each and every one of you. Right?
Right.
Hard to swallow, hard to view yourself as that often, but you are. You know, that saying, God I am.
Right.
Right?
Yes, at first it's a little jarring, but
why not you
is what I say to people. Why not you? Because you're all omnipotent. Nobody's pulling away from someone else if they talk to you, if they call to you.
Oh, no.
Because you're everywhere.
Oh, no. And right. We don't have to, like, take 10 minutes with you and then rush across the world to talk to somebody else. We are able to be all places at all times, right?
Right.
Because we are consciousness. We are consciousness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, let me bring another caller on. Someone raised their hand. So area code 702-702. I'm going to bring you live so you can ask about your consciousness. Hello. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Janine. Hey, can
Janine?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. Well, I wanted to call in. I'm just going to go into my questions because I don't know if this connection is going to be the best.
Okay.
My first question is, I would like to know if Metatron could tell me what a few of my gifts are.
A few of your gifts, beloved one?
Yeah.
All right. So one of your gifts is what is called claircognizance. And claircognizance is what is known as clear knowing. All of a sudden, you'll just know things, and you don't know how you know them.
and you don't always pay attention to them because, you know, sometimes there's no place to put the information, but your claircognizance is really strong. And so when you have questions or when somebody else has a question, because I'm going to get to that in a minute, if you'll just go into that space and ask yourself, what do I know? Then you're going to be connecting to your claircognizance. I also see that you're very empathic. Make sure that you're not processing other people's stuff. Keep clear. And I also see that you have the ability to be a very clear and open channel, if that is what you would decide to do. So, not bad, huh?
And then I just have a small other two questions. What's the good time frame for my move? Because I'm wanting to make a move. What would be a good time frame for that?
Okay. Well, I don't see anything happening until after the first of the year, right? It looks, what I'm hearing is that the prime time would be May. You don't want to wait that long, is that correct?
Correct.
All right, so it's all right, right? It doesn't, it just looks like between now and the end of the year, it's going to be a struggle, right? It's just not going to work smoothly. May is perfection, but if you at least get through to the first of the year and approach it from that point, then you should be pretty good, all right?
Okay, that's great. I appreciate so much your input. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Happy to help.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Janine.
Namaste.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay, well, this was a lot of fun, and thank you for answering the extras, because I do have a list of questions to ask, but if they're not appropriate to whatever topic you're teaching about, so I just keep it to the side until the time is appropriate. I have different categories of things.
All right. Well, I am totally open, Char. Let us know what it is that you need.
Okay. Let me pull that up. The first one was, as people become, as they hear these broadcasts, feel more connected to the archangels, and maybe start to do some research, they will notice that most of the names end in E-L, as in Christiel, Danielle, the E-L sound, while others, such as you, Metatron, Orion, Sandalphon, end in O-N, and I thought they would be interested to hear the difference between the archangels, their points of focus, depending on the spelling of their name.
All right. So the word on the street, Charlotte, is that those names ending in E-L are angelic in nature, right? Archangel, thrones, crown, all angelic in nature. The truth of the matter is that, pardon me, my woman's throat. Pardon me. All right.
That's okay.
So the truth of the matter is that we got it. Metatron is not an angel. Everybody calls us an archangel, but the truth of the matter is that we are not typically considered an angel. And Sandalphon is our twin brother, And so Sambophon is also not considered angelic. We are what you would call more of a creator consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. Remember when I spoke of Metatron being the first thing that Source created, right?
Yes, and then
everything else is created through Metatron because we are the sacred geometry, and Sandalphon
right.
is you know, being our twin is part of that. But it is, if you look at the tree of life in the Kabbalah, right? Metatron is at the top and Sandalphon is at the bottom. So it's like Sandalphon holds, right? What Metatron creates. And so, am I getting off topic? Am I answering
no, not at all.
What it is that you're truly asking, right?
No.
And so,
not at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those beings that have been given angelic, understandings or titles, right? Sometimes their names don't reflect that, right? And there are a number of angels that are around whose names don't end with EL. So sometimes you have to let go of that box that says all angelic names end in EL. A number of them do, but there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels. And think of how many names that you know. Right? If you could name them off the top of your head, maybe you could name 20 off the top of your head, right?
Angels
are a race of beings just like humans, right? And there are, more than you ever know that are working for you, supporting you, taking care of you, guiding you, and you wouldn't even know their name, right?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's the masters, and Metatron doesn't fall into angelic, nor do we fall into ascended master. We're kind of like hanging out there all by ourselves, right? woe is me.
Poor you. Yes. No, I
Poor
see you
me.
As this.
Yeah.
I see you as a force, a conscious force for creation.
Yes, yeah.
And so
lately
sometimes I look at my yard and I say, I think I'll go talk to a blade of grass and say hi to Metatron to make myself giggle. But it's true. I could do that. You're part of everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one interesting thing I might ask. It's about parallel lives. And someone somewhere wrote that there are 12 parallel lives that accompany our life here on Earth. Is that true? And if so, does that complicate things? Should we even bother thinking about that?
All right.
Like,
you're going to make me dig deep, right? So you have to entertain the idea that there's no such thing as time. And in order to understand parallel lives, you have to think about the fact that everything is happening in this breath.
Right.
Past, present, future, all happening in this breath. And so it gets a little convoluted to understand, right, parallel lives,
mm-hmm.
whereas if you can embrace the idea that there is no time, that everything is happening right now, then you think about all of the past lives that you remember and all of the future lives that you've seen and this life, and it's all happening in this breath.
Okay.
That is a greater understanding of parallel lives, right? So
mm-hmm.
I don't know that you're here on the planet and you're also living in France, but wouldn't that be fun, right? But you know, that type of thing. That is not necessarily what parallel lives are all about. Now, that said, it is possible for your soul to inhabit more than one physical body in a lifetime. So you can be having your life right here like Charlotte, right? And then there can mm-hmm. be an aspect or a piece of your soul, Charlotte, having a lifetime as Harold over in Ireland, or, you know, so-and-so over here and there. That is a possibility, but not necessarily called a parallel lifetime. You understand?
Okay. Yes. But does that cause any energetic turbulence for you? If Harold in Ireland is having a difficult time, does that impact Charlotte over here in Florida?
Well, because it is all part of the same soul, right? It's at the soul level, beloved one. Let me ask this question a different way. So okay. Here you are in your office, and all of a sudden you become aware that someone in another country has been, you know, through a horrific event, and you feel that. Right?
Yes.
You feel that. You can feel compassion for that. You can feel what that might have been like, and you can have some grief and some tenderness for them. It's a little bit the same when, you know, your soul is inhabiting other bodies. You will be able to feel that, but most of it is done, you know, on the soul level, right? So you're not being inundated any more than you would by understanding that there's someone in South Africa that, you know, is having a difficult time today. You understand
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay? I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, it makes perfect
okay.
sense.
All right.
So it would resonate
okay.
at such an imperceptible level that it wouldn't make your day worse
right.
or your experience
no,
worse
no.
because it's happening at
no.
such a high level. Okay.
Right.
Okay, let's
good
take that off the list.
Put it.
Okay, good. Thank you for answering that. This was so much fun, Metatron. Did you have fun today?
Of course I did. I always have fun, right?
Okay,
and,
yeah.
You know, I just really want to send out a blessing to those that are struggling today and that are in pain, because there's so many in this world that are crying out. And so each and every one of you, we send a blessing. And if you're not in the place of crying out today, I encourage each of you to send out a prayer and a blessing for those that are as well. All right?
Beautiful. That's lovely.
Indeed.
Oh, well,
right.
Thank you again for this and for your service. And
we
look forward to the next time.
Welcome. All right, I'm going to invite my woman back, all right?
Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste, Major.
All right. Are you still there, Charlotte?
I am here, yes. Mm-hmm. I am the last to leave. I'm always the last to leave to turn the lights out before I go.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. This was fascinating once again. And he gave me an opportunity because I come up with questions just every day, just things bouncing through my mind, or maybe I read something. So I created a list. I call them, this is funny, I call them stupid questions. They don't really relate to any topic, but I just think it's cute to, you know, let me ask a stupid question, and I know they wouldn't do it, but like, okay, and do you have any other stupid questions? But anyway, I have a little category. So I got to ask them a couple things, like about parallel lives, medical marijuana, and things of that nature. So it was very informative, very informative.
Cool.
So thank you to you, as always, for your generosity of your time and your effort and bringing him through like you do. This is so
you're
much
so
fun.
Welcome. It's my joy, my pleasure.
Yeah.
I love it.
This is our fun spot. Okay, everybody, yeah. AngelEmerging.com is where you want to go to connect with Wendy and learn more about all that she offers the world. So I will be speaking to you soon.
Yes.
And we have a community call this weekend, and then you have your retreat in October.
Yes.
We've got a couple spots left if anybody wants to join and really dig deep with this.
Yeah.
That's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
All right, Wendy.
Yep.
Enjoy the rest of your
day. All right. Thank you, Charlotte.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Bye.
All right, everyone. Thank you to everyone who called in. Great questions. And thank you for hanging in there for those that I brought back. I appreciate your time. So I don't know what we're doing next time, but I'll be sure to let you know. But until next time, God bless and be at peace.